Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I made it through yesterday. You know, I told you I had that busy day. I had to speak four times to Worthington. Where was I yesterday? Worthington Kilbourne High School. Spoke to seniors in a. This is so stupid. They're still not fully back in school. They still have to wear masks. They won't allow guests to come in. So I have to make a presentation over Zoom, and I can't even really see who I'm talking to. And when you make a presentation, it's all about interaction. And average man speaks about 15,000 words per day. Did you guys know that? 15,000. Women talk a little bit more. They're about 16,500. Women jabber more than men, evidently. And Bobby Lee stayed last night, and I told Bobby when I went to bed, I said, man, I'm out of words, brother. I'm out of words. And so it's like coming in here. This program goes a lot better if there's dialogue, there's give and take. And unfortunately, most of our church services are monologues, aren't they? You go to a monologue, you sit there and somebody talks to you for 45 minutes and then you get up and leave. And it's the magic of dialogue back and forth that really charges my batteries here. So I'm honored to be here this morning. Golly, Lord, I do want to say that. You know, we're really having a real, real strong battle. There's a real battleground of the mind going on in America, folks. Everything. I was thinking about that. I slept like a baby last night. I slept like a rock. And woke up this morning and asked myself this. Why is it sometimes I lay down at bed at night and I can't sleep? You lay down on your bed, and even in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, you start having these crazy thoughts. We call them dreams, right? We call them dreams. And I wonder, where does that stuff come from? The ability to, in the middle of the night, take thoughts. In fact, commix thoughts. That you're with some friend in some place that you've never been, and the two of you are there together. And how does that happen? And then it got me to thinking about Romans. I'm going to come back to it. Renewing your mind. Beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the way you think. Boy, it's a battleground of the mind, isn't it? Isn't it a battleground of the mind? And whew, the media and advertisers and programs and radio programs and YouTubes, our minds are constantly being bombarded. And the battle is so hard to keep our minds on track. So hard, man. And it's one of the reasons I love to sit around and talk with Mark Trump, because he gets me thinking about, you know, the electrical impulses and God spoke and power was created. And oh my goodness, sometimes I just, why last night did I sleep straight through the night? That's not true. I got up, go to the bathroom once. I don't remember any dream. I just boom, straight through. And all of a sudden I wake up and it's time to get up. And then other nights lay there and we call it toss and turn, right? What the heck is that all about? The battleground of the mind. I don't know why I'm saying that, other than I'm just saying it. It's crazy, crazy, crazy world we live in. Bobby's here. Let me throw a couple things out there. If you haven't, Spence, go to my homepage, Coach Dave Live. Actually, that's not true. Go to Bobby's video page, if you can find it. Bobby Lee, folks, listen, this is really good for you. Bobby Lee was at the conference that Mike Spalding just had, and Bobby recorded every speaker. And now it's available for you. I didn't talk to Mike Spalding. I don't think Mike's selling these or anything. Mike, if I did, let me know, bud. We'll pull them down or whatever. But every speaker that was at that conference this weekend, Bobby Lee has posted them on our platform. And here's what's really, really important. I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Any of you out there who create videos or any type of content like that, if you don't have that content, if you don't own that, if you don't have possession of that content, you don't own it. So that's why every once in a while I yell at Jared and say, hey, Jared, save this video for me. And then Jared will pull a video, maybe it was off of YouTube or off of Rumble, off of someplace else, and he puts it on our page. It's our server, whatever that means. I don't understand how it works. It's like you take it out of somebody else's oven and you put it in your oven. Well, these all belong to us now. They all belong to us.
Don't forget to pray for Mike.
We just did, honey. My wife came down and said, don't forget to pray for Mike. We just did. And so these now, you can go there now if you want something to do. There's some really, really great stuff from this weekend. It's available at Coach Dave Live. And I salute, tip my hat to Bobby Lee. Bobby puts in a lot of time in creating these videos. And then Bobby would also ask you, if you do it, to subscribe to it. And you can see there's a subscribe button right at the top of it. And this is basically Bobby's page on CoachDaveLive.com. Okay. Bobby's also on Rumble. Maybe you can pull that up real quick, Spence. Just click on Rumble account. folks, I've quit chasing social medias. I quit, you know, Rumble, Twitter, Twatter, all these different things. And can't teach an old dog new trick. Bobby's got a Rumble account. Spence, I think if you just click on that link I sent you, it'll pop up. It was on the same link. And Bobby also has a Rumble account where he's there it is, Black Road Mideast Salt and Light Brigade. And so you can subscribe there as well. And Bobby's every time we go someplace, Bobby spends the next day and a half downloading and creating videos and all that. So a tip of the cap to Bobby. You can find him at Rumble. You can find him at Coach Dave Live. And all of that whole conference we had this weekend is now available for you to be able to watch it. Jamie Walden did about a 3.5-hour presentation on prepping and all that. It's worth having for sure. Tomorrow we've got John Diamond. John Diamond's going to come and join us tomorrow, because I continue to think that we don't really understand our history. I saw John made a good presentation. It's on CoachDaveLive.com, by the way. John made a great presentation this weekend. And I told him after, I said, John, that was one of the best concise ones that I've heard you make. And it would do you good to go back, because if we don't know where we've come from, how will we ever know how to get where we're going? And they've lied to us. We know that, right? It all has to do with Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech ye. We're going to do that. Okay. I beseech ye, therefore, brethren, mercy God, living sacrifice. Be not conformed to this world, transformed, yada, yada, yada. So it's all there. It's all there. Come on in. John Don be with us tomorrow. Was that Mark or whoever tried to get in? And while I'm saying that, hang on, Mark. Go, Spencer, if you will, pull up the calendar from Coach Dave Live. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I hope you can hear me. I'm on a different phone.
We hear you.
My phone got wet. Good. For Mike Spalding, thank you so much for the wonderful conference. I wanted to highlight Doc Jen.
Uh-huh.
So Jamie Walden, David Hevmer, everybody did great. Doc Jen comes up there, Tim and Naomi, and talks about the frequencies and the way our body works. We're electromagnetic, how we're being. I mean, she has solutions. She has a deep history of what's really going on. I went and talked to her afterwards. She knows about the pineal gland, melatonin, serotonin. She knows about radiation. It's not her area, but I think that's an area that Bobby has preserved. And I wanted to just call out that for people who want to look at their health, take a look at Doc Jen's a speech. Okay?
That's right, Mark. Her presentation is on CoachDaveLive.com. Bobby made that available. Doc Jennifer. She has a convoluted last name. That's why she just goes by Doc Jen. But it's really, really good. And you know, Tim and Naomi, she said something that I hadn't even thought about. She said, and maybe it wasn't her. I listen to so much stuff. There's a great video on our website from Dr. Tenpenny as well that I listened to yesterday. Maybe Doc Tenpenny said it. But you can go through medical school and not do one class on nutrition. Did you guys know that? You can go through medical school and not take one class on nutrition.
At least just an hour's worth, and that's all.
Yeah, we were
Their training. So when you walk in to see your family doctor, they have no clue on nutrition. Most of them have no clue on nutrition. And they've been trained in the medical schools to diagnose and give you a pill, diagnose and give you a pill, diagnose and give you a pill. And one of the points that Doc Jen made and one of the points that Tim and Naomi are making is the pill's just masquerading the real issue. It doesn't get better. And so when you take a pill, it may make your hand feel better, but now your elbow hurts. You can't figure out why your elbow hurts. And then you take a pill so your elbow doesn't hurt. Now your heart hurts. You understand? And a lot of this just happens to be nutrition or other stuff, natural remedies that we need to do more on that. No doubt that we do need to do that. So again, just click on Doc Jen if you can. It's the first one there, Spence, right under me. And people can see. So when you go to the webpage, here's what you're looking at. There's Doc Jen making her presentation. I felt bad for her because they couldn't get the PowerPoint to work. So she had a PowerPoint screen and everything up there, and it didn't work. So, but it was a great, great presentation. So let's go back to the calendar real quick. I want to take some time specifically to run down through this. The Pennsylvania Salt and Light Brigade huddle this week. Bobby's here. We're going to be in Pennsylvania out in Harrisburg. Folks, I'm not going to read through everything because it's right there. But if you're anywhere near Pennsylvania this weekend, come and join us. Even if you can come for 3 hours or 4 hours or just during the afternoon, just come and fellowship and be part of it. And we got Bobby's really got a good one going this week. John, I'm going to speak. John Diamond's going to speak. We have an elected official that's going to speak, maybe somebody else. So this is going to be really informative, and it's going to be good. And it's free. Come on, free. Yeah, we may take an offering to try to cover some of our expenses, but it's free. So that's this weekend. And then Salt and Light meet and greet in Wisconsin. Ray, got that going on. Then Chad, maybe you can click on that real quick. Rather than me being so quick about it. Folks, here's part of my problem. I don't understand everything on the calendar because I don't always put it on the calendar, okay? So. If I sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, it's because I don't know the depth of what's going on. But there's a Salt and Light Brigade meet and greet in Millador, Wisconsin. When is that? My glasses aren't working very good and my eyes aren't working. Yeah, make that bigger for me. They're March 20th, okay? So those of you up in that way, there's a good place for you guys to be able to connect. Then Chad, are you out there, Chad? Chad's doing an embattled warrior special ops training at his place in Temple, Texas on April 9th. Chad, come in for a minute and just talk a little bit about this so people know. Folks, we're finding out that people really want this training. They really want it. The people are becoming more and more aware that maybe they're not as secure as they thought they were, and they want to be able to protect their family. So Chad's presenting this program. Come on in, Chad, if you will, for a second.
Yeah, I'm here, Dave.
Well, talk, brother.
Okay. All right. Well, what we want to do is obviously we want to lift up the Lord, too, on this weekend as well. It's not just about guns and running through the woods and all that kind of stuff. And so we have a round robin schedule there of many different things, from prepping to handling different things, knot tying, making sutures, to fire building, to first aid and stuff. And so we got, you know, all kinds of stuff. And then we're going to have a shoot around. We've been working around cars and buildings a lot. So we'll be doing that, how to fight from a car, how to get out of the car, how to survive. And then again, we're going to do it again at night. So all the training we've been doing, everything has been mostly in the daytime. And most of these things happen. You see what these events are occurring across the country, or were occurring. was at nighttime primarily. And so we're in greatest danger of being attacked in the evening. So we want to make sure that we're equipped accordingly. Of course, you'll be coming down here, Dave. Kids are free, all that kind of stuff. And we're still making adjustments to it because we want to make it to where it's affordable for everybody. But, you know, we do have expenses. So.
Yeah, I quit apologizing for charging for stuff. You guys don't you don't go anyplace else and expect stuff to be free. We're trying to expand the ministry, so Chad's worthy of his time and his effort and all that stuff. So you can register right there. I will be there. I'm going to be part of it. Friday, April 9th, April 10th on Saturday, and then a little bit on Sunday as well. Embattled Warrior. You can buy the ticket online. What is it, Chad? $135, I think there's a discount. You got to get your own housing. You know, again, it's a matter of what you want to invest in. Okay? So anybody want to add anything on that? Look forward to it. Folks, yesterday I sat down, looked at my calendar. Praise the Lord, we're alive again. we got more people that want to do more things. And I want to help expand it as much as I can. I can't get to every place I want to be. I can't get to every one of them, but it's all good. We see there's the annual national here, June 18th. We don't have it up on the calendar. Don't forget Russ Dizdar. Boy, I got some stuff today if I get to it. Russ Dizdar on the 23rd and 24th. We just haven't posted it yet because we haven't really firmed up our location. Russ Dizdar and Tom Dunn, the dynamic duel on strategic spiritual warfare training. All right. July 30th, there's a tactical training in Wisconsin. The same type of thing. Neil Levy and his wife are putting one up there. Ray's kind of running the show up there. July 30th through August 1st, be July before we know it. And that's the same type of thing. Tactical training. Jamie Walden's coming in. Matt Twella's going to come and talk to us about the doctrine of the lesser magistrates. Boy, this is some good stuff, right? Wow. Kindred of the Kingdom Conference in Rome. Clay's putting that together. That's kind of like a vacation, quasi-vacation training, and all the information is there as well. So here's one of the things that I'm sorry I'm wasting so much time. It's important. But let me finish this off here today. Folks, listen, you don't have to make, if you want to have an event, you don't have to make it a big event like Clay's done. You don't have to make it an overnight event. You don't have to make it everybody comes and stays. You don't have to do that. It's good if you do. If you want to do that, we'll help you get that organized. But let's just start with a real good base and start with just a meet and greet, as I know Tim and Naomi did, and then go to another huddle and just begin to expand it. And then we'll plan out a bigger event, because planning the larger events takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of upfront money, all that. I'm not complaining about any of it, but it's just a process. Yes, who's trying to get in? I'm sorry.
Well, everyone now, it starts with the digital, right? It starts with an email list, getting right. People close, and Chad will take you through all this. But then the Zoom meetings. Tim and Naomi have Zoom meetings. So when you first start, before you get that togetherness locally, get those Zoom meetings going. You need help doing that, reach out to one of us and let us help you get that Zoom meeting going. And maybe that's how you really get going and then move on to the local event.
Thanks, Mark, because I think sometimes they see what Chad's doing and they see what Clay's going to do and they see what Neil and Ray are doing up in Wisconsin, and it's intimidating. You say, well, I can't do that. I don't have the resources
right,
to do that.
Right.
Yeah, that's not what we're looking for you to do. We're just looking for you just to get to huddle, just get together with 10 people to begin and begin there, and then you'll build from that and you'll find workers that'll help you and it'll expand from there. Rome wasn't built in a day. As I said to somebody the other day, I'm pushing 1,700 shows. So this is like my 1,700th. It didn't just happen, right? It takes a while to build and to build a good base. And so that's the old saying, Rome wasn't built in a day, right? So we're behind you, man. We're behind you. We want you to do it. We're in your corner. Come on, man. And Reggie's got her good thing
Amen.
Going on May 1st. We want to help with all that. And we're for you. We're not against you. And I don't ever want you to think it's Coach Dave sitting up here with a big old hammer saying no to that and no to that and yes. I don't want to do that. But, you know, with Gary and some others that are helping us make sure that your job is going to be easy as possible through the experience of some of the stuff that we've done. So don't ever think, I know some of you probably feel a little bit neglected out there. Don't ever feel that way. Don't ever feel that we don't think you're important, because we do. Whatever you're doing, if it's five people, it's important. Look at Jeff, what Jeff's doing up there with his church in the garage. It's growing, and we're with you, man. We're with you. Come on
hey,
in.
Coach.
Come on in, Jeff.
I'm sitting here looking at the computer screen watching the show. And as you're saying that, I looked out there and all I can see is the river down in my front yard. And I thought, you know, we can just stick the lawn chairs down there and we'll do a little get together on a Saturday evening. We have a couple hours, just something local.
We'll work on that. So Jeff, see, that's a good thing too, because let's take the Central Ohio Salt and Light Brigade, however we're getting that thing formed. You know, Jeff, it could be at your house one time. It could be at Mike Blake's house one time. It could be at my house one time. And we can rotate. It's about getting together, right? And not putting the burden all the time on Chad Estes to have it at his place. Although Chad loves it and he has a good property to do it on. So.
They could bring their kids here and then go down and throw some worms in the river and cast some fishing poles, and then we can get together by the fire.
Yep. So, folks, we're with you. We're not against you, okay? We want to build a good team around you. Come on in, Larry, then Randy.
Yeah, along the lines of what you're speaking there, you know, all the tactical training is absolutely necessary and needed, I believe, because things are going to happen. Now, the next thing is, unless we are able to communicate with each other and make more than just local this, you know, around my shoulders, plans about resistance, we don't have a chance of winning. Mm-hmm. There is an answer to the communications problem. Jared and I have been working on it for months now. The software and the hardware are ready to go. And now all we need is enough interest in it so that we can start producing it and getting it put out there so that when it is vital that we have it, it be in place. It is a system where the government cannot get into the back door even, because the back door doesn't exist.
You'll find out
more. Oh, Cam and Jared are going to set up a Saturday morning for a few people getting together and going over this program and everything so that you'll understand it. And if you think that you might be in a position where you or a group you're with needs to be the ability to communicate with other groups, and even amongst yourself, perhaps, but other groups, so that you can coordinate activities and have a more effective presence in taking our country back, try to get with Tim or Jared, try to make it to this meeting.
Amen. And what we want to be able to do, folks, is we want to really help you with your skill set. I'm looking at my screen right now. I see all your faces up there and all the skill sets that are here, right? And so sometimes maybe you feel a little bit intimidated because you have a skill set and you don't get a chance to do it. Look, you don't have to ask me for approval. If you want to run it by, like, let's take Tim and Naomi. They have this skill set of natural food, taking care of yourself. Well, then Tim and Naomi say, hey, coach, you know, this is our strength. This is our area. We would like to do such and such and such. And we'll probably say, well, go do it. Don't talk to me about it. I can't do it. Get it up. Give us a proposal. Show us what it is. And bang, we'll be behind you. And I think about Tim and Naomi. I think about David Arthur. David Arthur, what he's trying to do with that whole homosexual movement. By the way, David, I see in here something that I think that a balance that we need to come to. You are the greatest expert I know in the homosexual movement, the agenda. And as you try to rescue those who've been led to slaughter, God bless you for trying to do that in your house, the home that you want to bring them in and residue and all that stuff. You are also, David, a great, great reservoir of how they are attacking our children. And most people don't get it, Dave. They don't get it. And when you get up there and you begin to speak about how they recruit and all that kind of, see, that's the kind of giftings that we need, that then David can make a presentation on how that, how they are luring our children. Here's how they, here's what they're doing. Here's the way it's going on. Amen. So that we're able to see it. Because David, we don't have your skill set. As many books as I want to read, I don't have your skill set. And I don't have Tim and Naomi's skill set, and I don't have Mark Trump's skill set. And so those of you who have one, begin to exercise that skill set so that we know. I saw Bob Evans this weekend. What's Bob Evans' skill set? He builds things and fixes things, and he has ideas. I said, just do it, Bob. Just do it. I'm for it. Just do it. Why would you come and ask me? Hell, I'm a coach. Don't ask me. You understand? So we want this to be the body of Christ, everyone using their skills for the good of the body. That's what we want. And there's no pecking order here. There's not anybody more important than anybody else. I'm sorry if you sit out there and you feel that way. Who's got coach's ear? No, ain't nobody got my ear. Well, that's not true. There's people I trust because I know them better. But the idea that you got to butter up to me in order to get done what you want, just not true, just not true. So we're open to proposals. We're open to proposals. While I'm on it, while I'm thinking about it, David Arthur, you sent me that thing this morning. I'm going to throw it up on the screen. Go through this for us, David. What is this?
You know, this is this was an article written by a great man who's in the fight, and he's an elderly man, and he's in the fight more than most of the young people. But this is something that was sent to the newspaper. It's a warning to parents. See, in Maine, where I live at for now, Governor Janet Mills and her Department of Education have issued a proposed rule that requires school employees to teach students that boys can become girls and girls can become boys. And before I go on, I want to say this. Janet Mills makes no decisions on her own. Her right-hand man that she leans on for all of her decisions is married to another man. So that tells you of the agenda, right? So if the school staff is successful in persuading students to accept this option, the student may have their birth name and gender. Listen here, this is not just in Maine schools. This is going to be everywhere. So the students will be taught by their teachers that boys can become girls, girls can become boys. And if they're successful in this, then the students can change their birth name and gender on their school records. And the student is provided the option of not telling their parents of the decision.
This is wicked. Exactly. This is so wicked. This is so wicked.
Yes. Yes. And that's what it's supposed to be, right? It's the diabolical plan to envelop the children, to confuse them, to sexualize them, to pervert them. And so this is exactly the process used by pedophiles and the pedophile movement when grooming children for perversion. And this is the proposed rule that the school board in Maine will be required to vote on at the next board meeting in March. And I say hallelujah because I had plans that weekend. And then just this week, those plans were canceled. So I guess they were canceled so I could go to this board meeting in Amen. March. There will be no more boys' room. There will be no more girls' rooms. Restrooms will be unisex. And that's the governor of Maine's vision for the children in Maine. And if parents disapprove of this proposal, if you don't want your four-year-old coach to have a gender change, then you better go to the school board. You better make your presence known. I mean, me, I say take them out of public schools and shut the darn things down.
Amen,
because they're
brother.
Not schools, right? We're Amen. Supposed to be dedicating our child to God Almighty. That's the word when in that passage in the scripture where it says to train up your child in the way in which they should go, and then they will not depart from it. The word is hanak, and it actually means dedicate. If we're supposed to be dedicating our children to God, but they're not. This is sacrificing your children.
David,
to David, Real.
The devil is after our children. Folks, do you hear what I'm telling you? Do you understand that? The devil is after our children. If he captures our children, he captures the next generation. So let's wake up to what's going on. Now, I got a proposal. I wasn't going to do this till tomorrow, but I'm just going to say it to you right now. This Equity Act or whatever they got going on, passed this House, it will forever radically transform Christianity in the public. I'm just telling you, folks, it will. This is so critical. It passed the House of Representatives. It now goes to the Senate, where it is a 50-50 Senate with Camel Toe, what's her name? The Vice President of the United States being the deciding vote on a 50-50 ledger. But listen, you know who the deciding vote is? You know who the most powerful man in America is? Does anybody know? I'm just going to see how astute you are. Who is the most powerful man in America right now?
Joe Manchin from West Virginia.
Joe Manchin from West Virginia. Because Joe Manchin in West Virginia, the Senator Manchin, he got reelected telling everybody, hey, if this becomes a 50-50 place, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to vote with the Democrats. I'm going to hold the line. Well, here we are, 50-50. And if Joe Manchin would simply say no to the Equality Act, it's 51-49, and it ain't going to pass. So what should we be doing? We ought to be bombarding Joe Manchin. Hey, I'm with you. I hate begging evil men to do good. I hate doing it. But this is an opportunity for Joe Manchin to say, he can be a hero. He can save America. And not he can't, but you get what I'm saying. He could go down in history as the deciding vote, 51-49. Folks, this is all stuff. This is all critical. And this is all, why has this happened? Because the church has taken its hands off of the culture and has allowed the devil to be in charge of everything. How else do we get to a point where a tranny, a transsexual, is head being literally considered and passed for the second highest health position in the United States of America? That tranny from Pennsylvania. The church is silent because why? We've been told we're not supposed to judge and we'll pray for them and don't be hateful. And in the meantime, they're luring our children into this mess.
Amen. Coach, I got to run, but I just want to say this. I'm going to meet with a family that adopted a young man, and his name is Brahim. And I'd ask, you know, that everyone just lift him up. He's battling some of these demons, and
they are demons.
So this family wants to. They are demons, and that's what we have to realize. That right? It's Amen. A spiritual battle. And
I gotta run.
But
what's his name?
Oh man, his name is Brahim.
Brahim, Lord, we send the hounds of heaven after Brahim right now, Lord Jesus. We break that power of homosexuality and perversion off of him in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let it be done.
In Jesus' name, it's
done. David, listen to me, brother. I'm telling you out of love, that's your greatest weapon to the body of Christ, to awaken parents to how the kids are being lured, because you know it better than anybody.
Amen, brother.
Oh, my father's last year. He's told me that in the last year.
Yep.
Hey, Coach. Yes, just sir. So you know, David Arthur will be there at the garage tonight in Mount Vernon. It's 6 Columbus Road. David will be speaking at 6 o'clock. He'll be doing the presentation. It'll be good. So anybody local want to come? Go, there he is.
I don't think I can make it. I'll try to make it, Jeff. I don't think I can. But folks in Central Ohio, get up there and say it. What else? Some of you probably want to jump in here. Tim and Naomi and then Craig. Come on in real quickly. No, switch gears.
I just wanted to say along the lines of what David said, I worked in the public schools for 10 years, and they now have permission forms that the parents can sign at the beginning of the year for the visiting dentist and the visiting doctor, so that you don't even have to take time off work to take your child to a dental appointment or a doctor appointment. These visiting people will come right to the campus and take your child into their little vehicle, and who knows what goes on. And the parents are just, oh yeah, yeah, I don't have to miss work.
Wow.
So what else are they going to be doing?
What else are they going to be doing, huh? I pray they keep those schools closed. Folks, listen, we're going to have to make a decision, and this is a tough one. And this is where I think modern evangelifishism is trapped, all right? Is our job to rescue the perishing. In other words, those who've fallen into the lifestyle and tried to get them saved, or is our job to protect the innocent? And see, I think the gospel's twofold. And I think for the most part, the church is focused on rescuing the perishing, which is a very noble thing to do. But in our love for and rescuing of the perishing, they are eating our children alive right in front of us. That's what the war is, folks. That's what the war is. We're being told that we shouldn't speak out against it. We couldn't. I did that Zoom meeting yesterday in that public school, and I talked about cancel culture. I want to talk about that here a little bit, of how dangerous that cancel culture is and what it's all about and why they want to make homosexuality so genteel, so nice and loving. And it is, as anybody who knows, as David Arthur would testify, it is falling into the very depths of hell when that happens to you, see. And so we have to understand this and understand that, yes, we want to see the homosexuals saved. But, dude, they ain't going to be doing that stuff to my grandkids. I ain't going to let them do it to my neighbor's grandkids either. I'm not going to let that deviancy be paraded as if it were normal. No matter how much we tell them Jesus loves them, right? That to me, that's the debate we're having within the church. Come on in, Craig.
Hey, one thing, just bringing up about Joe Manchin, it just dropped in my spirit. You know, I don't live in West Virginia, but if you know where I live, I'm right next to it.
Right.
I can't vote him out, but I can make a phone call, and I will make this phone call to his office. I'll say, if he votes against this, putting $100 against your primary opponent in the next election, and I'm putting $100 against the Republican person. I'm gonna pledge $200 that if he does not do this,
amen.
I'm the man of my word.
Hey, Craig, folks, that's it. Just call Joe Manchin's office and just say what Craig just said. Listen, you're not gonna talk to anybody. It's probably gonna be a recording. They're just counting. They don't weigh voices. They count them, right? They count them. And so we just got to bombard him and say no, because this will impact and affect every church in America. I haven't spoken much about this thing, but it's really, really real, and it's really, really a danger. Larry, come on in.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, you know, Coach, just one more thing.
Yeah, Craig.
Can I just say one more thing real quick?
Sure.
See, he don't care because I can't vote. But if he knows that I will financially work against him.
Yep. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Come on in, Larry.
Okay, two things. One, on what was just said, I find it very helpful if I contact a representative that is not part of South Carolina's delegation or whatever. I say that right up front when I'm talking. And usually I get a person. I usually don't get an answering machine. But I say right up front, I know I am not a constituent of so-and-so representative. However, their vote affects me.
Sure,
I believe
does,
I have a voice in the matter. And it's usually they receive that, hopefully, in the way that I mean it.
Yes.
And the other thing is, this business of the Satanic Social Club out there doing nothing but recruiting for more members of that Satanic Social Club, some people call it spreading the gospel, but that only depends upon if you're spreading a true gospel, which is not happening out there very much at all. The word says that no man come to the Father except the Spirit draw him. Any person that thinks that they are out there saving people is a part of Satan's team.
Amen. Amen, brother. I'm occupying till he comes, and that doesn't necessarily mean sitting around rubbing everybody on the back and telling them how much Jesus loves them. By the way, that came up, and it's amazing. Talking to those high school kids yesterday, you know something, folks? It's always the non-Christians who throw the gospel at me. You're not supposed to judge. God loves always the non-Christians who throw the gospel out. Isn't that unbelievable? Come on in real quickly, Jeff.
Hi, I'm going to a school board meeting this Wednesday on the 10th, and I just looked up what's on their agenda. They're pushing communism, and it's such a tricky word.
Sure they are. Sure they are. Yeah, even if it's not on the agenda, they're pushing it. I promise you, they're pushing it no matter what. Let me switch gears real quick. Play that. It says NUMB, N-U-M-B. I saw this a couple days ago, and folks, help us, Lord, to understand. This is a short film made by some young lady named Liv. I hope you can all see it. If you are, it's almost a silent film. So if you guys are listening and you can't see it, I apologize. We'll get it posted on our website. And the title of this short film made by this girl named Liv McNeil is simply called NUMB, N-U-M-B, like you're numb. Go ahead and play that. It's having to do with isolation, being locked in a room away from school. NUMB. Think how many children she represents all across America have been cut off from their, for good or bad, the social networks, the friends, going to basketball practice, football practice, volleyball practice, weightlifting, cheerleading, youth group. And, you know, it may not be a big deal for folks like us. I'm in year 68. What if you're in year 12 and you only get 1 year 12 and you spend that entire year 12 in isolation? Do you ever recover from that? Do you ever recover from that? And we've done this all across America, thinking that somehow sitting in front of a computer is going to school, is learning. Now, I thank God some of these schools are shut down, be honest. You know my stance on that, right? But the idea that they can't communicate, which brings me back real quickly, if you could, Spencer, please, Romans 12, if you could pull that up there. It's a battleground on the mind, folks. Mind control. And it's imperative that we wake up and understand, continually say this over and over, this is not about a virus, folks. This is not about a virus. Romans 12 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is the least you can do. It's your reasonable service. But look here. Look here. And be not conformed to this world. My. Are they doing everything that they can to conform our young children to this world? And as they conform them to this world and create them in the image of what they believe their father is, doing everything they can, the opportunities that we have or the vehicles that we use to help children be not conformed to this world is taken away from them. Churches are closed. Youth groups are closed. After school parties are closed. And so therefore, the children are totally and completely under the manipulation of this thing that we're all sitting in front of now. No real interaction. That's why I love this weekend when I went down to Brookville, Ohio. I got to actually touch Mark Trump. I got to actually touch Bob Evans and Tammy Evans. I got to actually touch with them and laugh with them and sit around and fellowship with. Imagine you're 11 or 12 or 13 or 14 or 15 years old, and that's taken away from you. And I believe it to be a desire to have them conform to this world. And the scripture warns us very clearly not to be conformed to this world. Why? We have to be transformed. How? By the way we think. And can we see the mind control that's going on, not only towards our adults? Our adults aren't even smart enough to figure out what's going on, but the devastating impact that it's having on our young people. Come on in, Mark.
Yeah, Jeff Klein was before me, but just real quick, what you just described is a roundup. You just described a roundup. In other words, what areas of our society must you meet in person? What areas of society can you avoid technology? So by closing these places down where we must meet in person, you force that demographic into a technology.
Wow. Prince
of the power of the earth, Bill Gates. A chip in everyone is where it's going. That's the roundup. The schools, churches, place people meet, they want to control, because they can't control them if you meet their coach.
Oh, Mark, I'm telling you, brother, you nailed it there. That's exactly what it is, right? They want to make sure if they cannot control what you see, they're going to make sure that you don't get to see what you want to see. There's a controlling that's going on. They don't want,
It goes through digital technology, and they can monitor it. 100%. If you're talking one-to-one, looking eye to eye, they can't monitor that unless they have high tech around you. So by forcing you home, guess what we're using, coach? Zoom meetings. Zoom is owned by China. We don't even use it in our company.
Mark, they're being China. Conformed to this world, brothers and sisters. They're doing everything they can to conform us to this world. Jeff Klein, come on in. Good word, Mark.
Coach, I'll let you speak on that video when you get a chance.
Joe, go ahead, Joseph. Maybe Jeff just didn't take his hand down. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Some of you know, but some of you don't. My church family, school, homeschools to all their children. There's not one member in my church that does not teach their children at home. What I saw in that video that was missing is the parent. Parent is not involved with their child. They put them up there. They go to work. They put the child in a room, and there's no parent interaction.
Well, Gary Dunlap just texted me. He says, Coach, they're trying to conform the adults as well as the kids. That's right. What you're saying, Joe.
Yeah.
The parents.
our parents, we go and do activities with the children outside of the home. Like this coming on this April 10th, we're doing a nature hike with all the children in the school.
Hmm.
Learning how to camp out in the woods, how to protect yourself out in the woods.
Mm. So what they've done,
the parents have to be involved. If they're not involved, you're going to have this problem with the children.
That's brother.
And again, my whole church, every child is homeschooled. And you do not see that face that you saw in that video.
Man, oh man, oh man. Wow.
But I have parents telling me that they have to sign a waiver that they're not allowed to be involved in the virtual schooling.
There you go, right? Huh? Because why, folks? There it is, Romans 12, chapter 2. They are trying to conform us to this world. Go ahead, Bobby.
Listen, as a therapist, I dealt with cutters. I dealt with massive suicide ideology, constantly Junior punching mommy in the face, and autistic kids. Can you imagine the difficulty, how hard it is to have an autistic kid to wear a mask, all right?
Oh, now, my goodness.
All of this was before this pandemic. Can you imagine? I can't imagine how increased all of these behaviors are across the nation. It's just it's mind-blowing to even think of it.
Bobby, we have one child is autistic in our group.
Autistic?
Smart as a whip.
Yeah. Come on in, Jeff.
Congressional record. A.S. Junior Herlong said this in Step 41 of Communist Goals. Emphasizes the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppress influence of parents. You're seeing that today. And that's all you're describing.
That's right. That's right. And so that, again, it comes back. See, the spiritual aspect of it. You say, Coach, why are you talking about this? Because I was talking yesterday. They asked me, and I have to do it again today, to talk about the cancel culture. Folks, do you understand that the cancel culture, the idea of Facebook banning you and YouTube blocking you, all that stuff, they're calling it do you understand that there's been a cancel culture regarding Christianity for at least 70 years? You understand that? You understand we're living under it? Do you understand that every philosophy of men is welcome to be spoken of on Facebook, every place in the schools, except the name of Jesus, Christianity? We are seeing a shadow banning of all things Christian. Why would that happen? Because we have the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. And the seed of the serpent has invaded the home, invaded everywhere where the children are, and doing everything he can to do what? To destroy the seed. Why? Because the battle is over the seed. And so here I am at 68 years old. When I die off in 20 years or 10 years, whenever it might be, if I have not passed that to my children, it dies with me. The seed of the serpent then, in fact, gets victory over the seed of the woman, over the truth of the gospel. And I don't care what avenue you're in, where you are working, the name of Jesus is taboo. It is the ultimate cancel culture. Can't you see it? Can't we see what's going on? Can't we see? And what do? They tell us the name of Jesus is illegal, separates between the church and state, can't bring church into politics, all of that cancel culture. And who has seized all of these programs? Who owns Facebook? Zuckerberg. Who owns Twitter? Jack Dorsey. All these atheistic, God-hating enemies of the cross are in charge of everything.
Kings of the earth.
The kings of this
kings
earth.
Of the earth.
They're in charge of everything.
And the church has not still wakened up and understand what the battle is. We want to love these kings of the earth. We've got it wrong. We are at war against them. I hope Mark Zuckerberg gets saved, but that is not my primary goal. I hope he gets saved, but I want to stop his diabolical agenda until he does get saved. And the church doesn't even have that mindset to protect our children. Protect! Protect against the evil one, not love the evil one. Oh, my goodness. I don't know why this is so hard. I got just a couple minutes. Somebody wrap it up here for me. Who do I have? Somebody want to come in? Jeff, you want to come in?
The power of the living God to motivate us. Get out there and motivate it. It's sad. It's our fault.
It is our fault. We got to quit pointing fingers. Hey, I point my finger all the time at the pastor. I'm always pointing my finger at him. I'm just as guilty if I sat there and let him teach that pablum just because I'm comfortable there. My family's and my dad was on the elder board, and we've been here since I was a kid. You're just as guilty. I'm just as guilty. See, I said to somebody the other day, and it really stuck with me. I'm a missionary to the church. Folks, you in this queue, 106 of you in the queue today, you're a missionary to the church. If we can't awaken the saved, we're never going to awaken the lost. And unfortunately, it's going to cause you a lot of headaches because the saved are comfortable. There was a good point. Hey, there was a good place to say amen. The saved are too comfortable to go to war.
Amen.
Coach. Amen.
Amen.
The dog barked. He amened it. Come on in. Amen. Dale. Real quickly, Dale, come on in.
Let this burn in you. We call it cancer culture, but Satan would, or cancel culture, but it's cancer culture, and we are in stage 4 as a nation.
Stage 4 cancel culture. We are, brother, as a nation, we are. Because like we started out with David Arthur, warning to parents, it's up on the screen from Roger Elk up there in Maine, telling us what's going on. How, can somebody tell me, how are they doing this in our schools? How have they got such total, how has the devil gotten such total, complete control of our children? How have we allowed that to happen? Oh, man. I get so beat down because I talk to so many people and I lay the argument out. And when what's their response? Well, coach, you know, where we are in the end times and it's what the Bible says is going to happen, coach. And oh my God, it's like my house is on fire and I got a fire burning over in this corner of the house. And I don't go put any hose on it because, oh, well, it's going to all burn anyway. How stupid is that? How stupid. And how many millions and millions of children, like that girl who made how many are there? How many lives are being destroyed right now as we're trying to love into the kingdom all those who are destroying them? It's
stupid,
amazing.
Stupid or easy? Stupid or just simply easy? It's the easy way out.
Yeah, that's what I get. So, hey, Mark. So if I got a German Shepherd, by the way, they threw Joe Biden's German Shepherd out of the White House. I don't know if you saw that or not. He bit somebody. So if I got a mad German Shepherd out chasing around my kids, am I going to go over and love on the German Shepherd? Try to get him, try to tame him, try to get him tamed? Am I going to get a club and club the hell out of him? Get him away from my kids. See, we've got the love first gospel rather than the protect first gospel. And we got to get our minds right. Let's go a couple more minutes. Silver, come on in. Yeah, I haven't heard from you today. Go ahead, brother.
Good morning, sir. Last night you had a really peaceful sleep. Mine was not. I was up at 1:30 and then up for half an hour and then back to sleep. And then that portion of back to sleep was horrifying.
I know it is. Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, I was having some serious spiritual dreams. And let's look at what is our objective in all of this. Okay, it is to tell people about Christ, what he's doing, and why the world's going the way it is, because time is short.
Amen, brother. Amen. Hey, Johnny Appleseed, pass the salt, move on. Pass the salt and move on. Not your job to get people saved. Your job is to share the truth. Who we got here? Tim and Naomi, jump in. Just got a couple minutes left here.
Just wanted to say that stage 4 cancer is curable, but it takes a whole lot of work and dedication.
Amen. Naomi. Amen. Dale, come in.
Coach, it truly is. That's the mindset. As the Lord, it is cancer culture. And the reason why we think about our children, let's go back to the garden, the first sin. What did Adam was out of position of what his position was to teach his wife what God taught him about not eating of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The parents have moved themselves out of the position that God has given them and the authority to what? To teach their children the differences between right and wrong. Therefore, this is the results of it.
Yep, we've been programmed, right? It's a cancel culture. You can talk about anything but Jesus. Please don't bring Jesus in. Don't discuss religion and politics, right? The cancel culture, folks, been at work a long, long time. We got a man up, bone up, whatever it is. I got to run here this morning. John Diamond's going to join us tomorrow. Have a great teaching for us. And, guy. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Let that be our mentality. God bless you. See you tomorrow.